4CM, mobile.
Good morning, Andrew, W2JKT. How's it going?
Double with you, Eric. Sorry.
How are you, W2JKT?
Over here. I'm going on this Friday. I'm fine, just now getting on 26.
Yeah, I'm headed down 85 myself here, going on into work.
And not set an alarm clock for tomorrow, just wake up whatever time I do.
You lock for Saturday?
Like I do, but no, I don't try to.
I set an alarm for Saturday, I still wake up at 4:30.
Radio air?
Yeah.
Like it sounded different. It sounds louder or whatever, just not what I was used to, I guess.
Model, I have the same radio in both vehicles, but I don't know, maybe I have the mic gain set differently on this one, I can't remember. But I think I might, because I think I might have the mic gain turn up on this one, because back in the initial days of the 285 machine being super quiet, I think I might have turned up my mic gain to try to make myself louder.
Hello, KN4TFW.
In the truck too, because I have a better speaker in the truck than I do in the Bolt. So plus I could actually hear the repeater in the truck. I'm still trying to figure out why it's so dead in the car.
I'm kind of interfering somehow by the electric system. You just think it has to.
Yeah, because I also have crappy FM reception. Like I can't even listen to radio stations as well in the car, because there's an NPR station in Charlotte that I listen to, and in the truck I can hear it all the way down to my office, but in the car I lose it like in Gaffney, so I think you're probably right. I think I need to just bring an SDR in the car and plug in the SDR and just measure the noise floor in the truck versus the car, and I'll bet you there's like a 30 dB difference in the noise floor.
Probably none of it's just kind of drowning it out so you can't hear as much. I know, I haven't seen it yet, but I know in one of our battery electric vehicles that they were talking about, just in the dash alone, they would have to put some kind of shielding inside of it to try to prevent some of the electromagnetic interference from getting to some of the electronics that were in there. Really weird to have to do, but I guess it's part of it.
Very, very high currents in an electric vehicle, and you know, a couple hundred amps. And when you have it switching at high speed, you know, then you have a lot of emissions, and it's very difficult to control them. We have the same issue with power tools sometimes. When we have, you know, 100 amps or 150 amps in a power tool, the magnetic field from the motor can interfere with the electronics. So, yeah, it's definitely not an uncommon thing.
So for the weekend, anything?
Doing nothing.
Son's coming over on Saturday for my birthday. It was yesterday, but other than that, I don't think anything.
Plan sounds good to me. Happy birthday, Ken. Did you get anything that you wanted or buy you anything nice for your birthday?
We went out looking to see if I needed anything, but I didn't see anything that I wanted. We went out to eat breakfast, then we out to eat dinner at the Longhorn with my brother and his wife, but that's about it.
Ken, I totally forgot about that this morning. Patrick told me about it yesterday.
I'm early, so you know, wouldn't be looking for me to be on the radio. Mag mount, and I moved this antenna on this car as it off of the corner of the hood. Sounding all right?
Try that antenna. I need to get with Patrick. He had that compact antenna. It's supposed to be made for like the edge of the hood and stuff. Because I swear this one, it does fine, but you can tell there's a lot of, like when I'm riding down 26, it's just popping and everything else. Whenever I hear the transmission coming or repeater.
A little bit of popping and cracking, you know, when I'm hearing you, but it isn't when I'm hearing Eric.
If that's got something to do with it, because, I mean, it's just right there on the edge of the hood and over the fenders. That doesn't have much of anything up under it.
Now, when I get off my exit up here, man, it's like a spot that's real intermittent. I'm hoping this one, antenna being up on the roof would help a little bit.
Oh, Earth, I can hear a little bit of popping and cracking from both of you guys, so I don't know if there's some propagation today or what.
I know, I guess it was Wednesday, I was driving a truck, company truck, and I had my HT, and I could talk to Patrick fine on the 285, no issues at all, but man, it was like Morse code using it on the 610.
That's why I use that little mag mount on my HT with the amp. But yeah, it can be pretty rough sometimes, especially once you start getting towards Spartanburg a little bit further. I mean, as I get closer to Greer, especially when I turn on 101, reception is 6/10 perfect, so I pull in the parking lot and lose everything.
My truck, you know, I just hooked it up to the external antenna, but I was in the company truck, so I don't have an external antenna there.
It's a Ford like mine, it's got that aluminum body, so there's no way to put a mag mount on it.
Either.
If you ever move my antenna to the roof, I'll buy one of those, I don't remember the company name, but they make a bracket that goes on the rear brake light. And you can get one that's got double-sided NMO mounts, or you can buy it with, one of them. But I may end up buying one of those before long. Just don't really want to mess with the headliner and routing wires and stuff.
On panel, you can't even install the NMO mount because the panel.
That's fair to fix.
That's what in it.
Ghetto trailer that I was outfitting as a communications trailer, and I put an NMO mount in one of the aluminum roof panels, and it didn't take very long because I had a 5/8 wave dual band vertical, and it didn't take very long for that thing to twist and crack the aluminum roof panel, and the antenna fell over and started raining and getting water in there and everything. It was a big mess.
On a new company truck, get the radio antenna. Man, when you're doing highway speeds going down the road, that sucker lays over pretty good.
Get it all. I'm thinking about getting one of the shorter antennas just to replace it. But I don't want to do the bullet like everybody else has got. That drives me crazy. You know, I don't mind them. I think they're cool. But I don't want to do what everybody else has got. So I might just end up getting a regular one. But I can't stand the fact that antenna bends over like it does.
Our antenna on my pickup truck, because I used to have a 5/8, but I just have a quarter wave dual band, and it's a lot more rigid. It doesn't lay down nearly as much, and it's not as tall, so it's easier for me to get under things because the truck is already tall as it is.
Well, I had a Wilson CB antenna on my last truck. I mean, it smacked everything. The little 19-inch wasn't bad. It didn't hit a whole lot, but that Wilson, it smacked just about everything, but. Yeah, this AM/FM antenna on this truck is, I don't know, it's like it's not rigid enough. So it just bends over while you're running down that interstate.
Before, I thought somebody stuck something on top of it.
And it's definitely not rigid enough, so I think I'm going to shorten mine down. That way I don't have to look at it bending over like that going down the interstate. I know it's a small thing, but it's driving me crazy. After the install of that rear view, that third brake light antenna mount, I mean, a really nice mount. The build quality of the one I saw him using was really nice, and then you just mount the brake light on it, and I may end up picking one of those up before long, but I'm going to try to compact hand on this fender corner before I do anything else. The external speaker, because I can't hear both BFOs on this external speaker I got now, so... They make one for the FTM-400 that has the four ring, so that way it can hear both channels at the same time.
Another speaker like I've got now in the truck is discontinued by Kenwood, but that's weird because on the D710 you can actually tell it to put both VFOs on one speaker output. It just has two mono speaker outputs on it, and you can either have VFO on one and then the other VFO on the other, or both on one or both on the other. So that's kind of weird that Yaesu doesn't have that option.
Yes, it did. I saw that option on the Kenwood. It was really nice to be able to do that, but yeah. I know DX Engineering sells it. It's, I don't know, $60, but the only thing I don't like about it is round, but I'm going to end up kind of mounting it low on the dash anyway with some double-sided 3M tape. I think it'll hold, but it is. It's annoying. I bought a little $12 external speaker and then couldn't figure out why I couldn't hear the VFOB. And finally, I stumbled across it and tested it out, and it was what it was. It's VFOAs on one sleeve and Bs on the other, and you can't hear it if you have just a mono speaker.
So, is it a three ring or a four ring that you use? But two pole outputs, so they don't even have a common ground between the two speakers, huh?
I know, like I said, I've only found DX Engineering, and there's one speaker that I've found that's compatible with it that actually has the, you know, the ability to listen to both VFOs, and it's got four rings on it.
I'll have to look into that and see what's up with their outputs. I wonder if they've got audio transformers in there to isolate the speaker outputs or something.
It's going to cost me $60 just to get the speaker.
Getting with that $12 speaker from Amazon, because that's what I have in the Chevy, and it definitely doesn't sound nearly as good as the speaker I have here in the truck, the old Kenwood speaker.
I think it's a Yaesu brand. I really don't know right off the top of my head right now, but hopefully it'll sound better. I mean, it'll have a little more wattage behind it as well, so this one's kind of, you know, tingy when it's talking, but I mean, it does the job right now, so I can't complain.
About that Amazon speaker is that it has very little in the mid-range, and it's all kind of low-end, so everybody sounds really muddy all the time.
I can vouch for that. This one, I don't know, it's really weird, but like I said, I guess it does the job. I just keep VFOB on the APRS right now and just keep it turned down. I can't use it. That's the downside, so. But probably end up ordering me a speaker. I was looking at it a few days ago, just trying to remind myself to get it ordered so I can get it in. And hopefully get it mounted in the truck soon once it comes in.
It is on APRS all the time also, so it doesn't really matter to me that I can only get one. If I could only get one on the speaker, it wouldn't really matter. But I do get both, and sometimes I accidentally knock the volume knob on the APRS side and I start hearing it. But yeah, it is what it is. You know, get your $60 speaker, you'll be fine.
That's right. You got to be careful. If you turn the second VFO to a different frequency, but you're still beaconing, it'll just send it down on whatever frequency you're on.
Chevy, because my knee can knock the tuning knob, but usually I've always got the control on VFOB, and luckily on the Kenwood, you can only control one VFO at a time, so you just select which one you want the knobs to control, so I usually have to worry about knocking the APRS to another frequency, but it has happened before. I've accidentally put it on VFOA control and then knocked it, you know, the APRS frequency to one of the repeaters on the adjacent memory, and that was no fun, but only happens a couple times.
Mobile.
Good. I thought you were on your day off today.
Morning, Patrick. KN4CFW.
Morning, Patrick. KO4CF. And y'all, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 because I'm getting ready to turn in the parking lot. So y'all have a good one. Be safe and then enjoy your weekend. KO4CF. And I'll be clear on y'all's file.
Drew, have a great day. Good morning to the rest of you.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Met a few times on my Kenwood also, but I moved everything over APRS over to VFOB instead of A. So it is a little more difficult because you got to hit that second button back here.
The black hole at Woodruff there, so I missed most of that. But I think you were saying put APRS on VFOB instead of A, but I don't know. It's not a big problem for me, so I don't want to change what I'm doing.
I set mine up that way to start with, so the only reason it's that way, I don't know what I did. I liked it better that way for me.
Your VHF, UHF setup at home, do you have any external antennas on the roof, a tower, or anything like that?
Two setups on VHF. HF, UHF. I got another one of the Kenwood 710 on a vertical, and then I've got my Yaesu 991A on a beam.
Guinea pig, I'm about to order boards for my new CATS radio, which is kind of a CATS. I think I've talked to you about it before. It's a, kind of a modern replacement for APRS. So if you don't mind being a guinea pig, I wouldn't mind trying to maybe build a network between, like, Hendersonville. Marshall's about halfway between us, so that might be a good medium spot, and then over in Shelby, and see if we can get a three-node network going for some testing.
Glad to try to help you out.
So I should be, and I have enough parts to build at least three or four with components. So once I get all that done and the software working, I'll let you know.
Just let me know. What batteries are you hauling this morning?
Only two in this car. No extra ones for work for sure.
Today you're hauling batteries, so I figured I'd ask.
Hey, I think I only got about 20 in the last 2 weeks.
Last in service?
2.5 years, 3 years.
Cool.
Pretty bad, and then they mixed and matched. Like, I had to pick up six batteries, and two of the batteries in the vehicle were only like 2 months old, but then the others were 2.5 years old, and I think that's what's contributed to it.
You know,
moving the antenna to the roof made my dead spot go away.
The best place for an antenna, and especially if you can drill a hole and give it the ground plane.
It's gonna happen.
A bit on this truck.
Yesterday we managed to get our CWPs renewed, and then we just went back to the same place where we took our test, and that he jumped online and got it all fixed up for us. Darn website's just too convoluted to get it done.
I don't want constitutional carry.
For South Carolina, but if I want to go someplace else, then, you know, then I'm screwed.
Yeah, states will honor a CWP, but they won't honor your Second Amendment rights.
You have to try to twist that Second Amendment around on that one.
Because I got a couple of trucks coming up to the gate.
More states that are looking at doing constitutional carry, though, so I guess that's a good thing.
I think it is. I mean, I don't know what's so hard to understand about shall not be infringed that you think you can put rules on limiting it. You make the 285.